Have you gone shopping for a bathing suit in a while? You may be shocked to know some bikinis are selling for between $100 and $400. All that money for such a small amount of material there.
Dimitri asked Lauren Berlin from AOL's DailyFinance.com why these skimpy bikinis cost so much. She says it turns out they're surprisingly costly to make when compared to other garments. The labor is the same as with a shirt. Lauren joined us on Skype.
Not all bikinis cost $100 to $400, but the ones that do are usually made by manufacturers who aren't making as many of them. So if you go to Target or Walmart or Costco, you know, the bathing suits you can see there are being mass-produced, and so those manufacturers can buy all their materials in bulk. And if you see something that's a little more high-end, chances are they're not being produced in such large quantities, so they can't take advantage of all of those economies of scale. Another reason they're priced higher, surprisingly, is because, you know, we don't buy them all year round unless you're that exceptional population that can travel all the time, you know, in a way that requires a bikini. So they mark them up so that they can mark them down.
Well, you mentioned Target and Walmart, and maybe there you can get one for $25, $35, $40, usually well under $100. What is the difference beyond what you've said between the bikinis at Target and the ones at the specialty store?
As you just said, it's a specialty store. So I think there's a couple of price points that get impacted. One is that at these higher-end stores, you have people who have a lot of expertise and can help you to find the right bikini, which sounds a little corny, I have to say, except that that's something women really value when we go to buy bras or maybe, you know, lingerie. And it's really the similar idea here is you want something that flatters you in all the right places. And sometimes you need some help with that. So that's not something you're going to get at Walmart, for example. Another thing is that some of these specialty stores carry bikinis that are maybe not easy to find. So either you have a really large bust or a really small bust, and those are often more expensive items. And then additionally, the quality is usually very good on these higher end bikinis. I mean, I felt some that sort of felt like, you know, running bra type material, except taken up five or six notches. And I felt like, you know what, I could go splash in the ocean in the waves and not fall out of this thing. So there's that to consider as well.
So it sounds like you're not outraged by a $400 bikini.
I hate to admit this, but I'm not. I was outraged in the beginning, and I have completely converted, which is not to say I would buy one. I think that my husband would not be thrilled with me, but is to say I have developed an appreciation for them in some instances.
What can you suggest for people listening who are still planning that beach trip? They're still out here shopping for a bikini. What's your best advice for look and best fit? You touched on the personal care that you get at a smaller shop.
First of all, you can get them on sale a lot of places. So if you want one that's out of your price range, I definitely recommend you just shop around. I think it's like anything else, and this is something women, we all just are aware of and sometimes deal with and sometimes don't, which is you have to go what works for you. So even if you really want that string bikini, but you know underneath you're going to feel self-conscious in it the whole time because it just doesn't cover you up, then don't get it. Go get something where you can just strut yourself and feel good about yourself when you're out there, and that's going to make you look great.
I keep returning to my favorite stores here, Target and Walmart. Is there a chance that what's for sale, what's on the racks there was in the specialty store last year or a few months ago?
Not at those stores. I think if you go to stores that specialize in getting name brand clothes at a discount, whether it's a Lohmann's or a TJ Maxx or something like that, then definitely you'll see some of these higher end bikinis that maybe they were from summer 2010 and they're left over, and so they've made it to the shelves even though we're in summer 2011. As for Target, Walmart, H&M, those sorts of stores, they have their own lines. And so, you know, there's definitely a lot of people who can walk into one of those stores and find something that works for them.
You could go into that store at the resort town in October and find a bikini that was $400 for maybe half that or only $100. Is that okay then to show up on the beach next summer with last year's model, let's say?
Well, I got to tell you, it's exactly what you said. It just depends on how much you value fashion. For me, someone living in New York City, not getting out on the water a lot, yeah, I mean, I've had the same bikini for years. And there were some beautiful ones I saw when researching this that I would have loved, but I can't justify it. So I think it just depends. You know, I spend maybe more on something like jeans that I wear a lot. I don't care if my bikini is a season or two out of date, or four for that matter.
Lauren Berlin from AOL's DailyFinance.com.